The time has come to put away the mindset and open to the heart set, which leads to the soul set, our highest potential self. In this new era, the soul light era, we lead with the heart and we follow the wisdom of nature's way by paying attention and aligning with the perfection of our soul, as we are all created and all return to the Tao source, the field, the oneness, and the 10 qualities within each and every soul. Greatest love, greatest forgiveness, greatest compassion, greatest light, greatest humility, greatest harmony, greatest gratitude, greatest flourishing, greatest service, and greatest enlightenment. Each soul is eternal, and each soul carries these qualities. When we come to the earth for a reincarnation lifetime, and we need to remember again who we are, we forget about the brilliance of these 10 Da qualities already shining, already within the soul. And in our forgetfulness of who we are, as we have our earth walk and lifetime, it has been the case for those who return to earth to forget who they truly are. And then the mistakes begin. And sometimes the fact of just truly not remembering who you are and where you came from can cause blockages to yourself and others. For any aspect of your life, for any aspect of your soul journey. We are in a new era now that heaven has declared and made so on August 8th, 2008. It is called the Soul Light Era. We will be focusing on the heart, opening the heart to hear the soul's message, wisdom and guidance, for many, many souls are indeed old souls who have many incarnations and many prior lifetimes in different cultures, on different planets, galaxies, star systems, in the multiverse. The soul is eternal, no matter what becomes of the soul in the lifetime. And the journey back to our soul is the reason why we want to pay attention to how we manifest through our thought, through our speech, through our actions, through our behaviors and choices. when you become homesick enough for the place that is no time, no space, no arguing, no fighting, no struggle, no difficulty, that is permanent. It is the opposite place that we go when we shed our robe, as the Native Americans call it, this physical unit that we carry around with us. It is our soul that is eternal. This which is most is distinctly different about the soul light era is that we are at choice now, whether to try to remain clinging on to the old and fall apart matrix that has in many ways limited humanity and dumbed us down and tried its best to separate us from who we truly are as divine beings, sons and daughters of the ultimate source creator. The soul light era is an opportunity for us to leave behind the old human stuff, the old broken matrix that is falling apart before our eyes now in every way, socially, financially, and more. And it is our opportunity to forgive and to separate from all that and to come back into the beauty of unconditional love and unconditional forgiveness, unconditional compassion, the light, and all of these Tendah qualities once again, so we shine bright as a sun inside each and every soul. And then we return together in the oneness. Beaming and shining these Tendah qualities. Heaven is most definitely present at this time on the earth to help us through this time. If we so wish to receive this upgrade, we need but inquire and ask and give it a try and apply the practices. Master Shah says, if you want to know if a pear is sweet, taste it. So we apply the power techniques that he shares, the practices of gratitude, forgiveness. We apply the events that go on that can help us to learn how to open our own soul language and our soul communication with our ancestors and with the holy beings for whom we resonate and seek their guidance that are far above the human experience and condition. The soul light era will be an era of light, such in intensity that we will feel, as we say here currently on 3D Mother Earth, far less physical and far more light. There is a book that's written by Master Shah, co-written with a string theorist by the name of Dr. Rulin Shu. They are explaining what is happening now in the Soul Light era, and in writing the book together for herself, she wanted to find the grand unification theory that scientists have been working at for all these generations. To boil it down to one equation that is the answer for all that we see and do not see. And they have arrived at that scientific equation, and it is now being distributed and exhibited in scientific circles and at medical conferences. Scientists like to speak about quantum theory and quantum mechanics, and Tao science is one in the same with that which they speak of, which is already a very different departure from what all so many souls grew up with here on the planet in their schooling about competition, about the theory of Darwin. Again, another form of trying to dumb down the magnificence of the human being whose soul comes from the source. The new peer-reviewed science is revealing that quantum mechanics is the reality. Quantum theory is the actual way of things, not the Darwinian theory of competition, but in fact and in nature, what is observed is cooperation and mutual aid. These are the qualities that are moving us out of what no longer serves us, away from the old paradigm and into the new paradigm of the Soul Light era. And we are at the point of choosing now whether we will move ahead and open our hearts and ask for and seek more instead of what has been given to us through the programming since we were children that was limiting and carried on into our adulthood with limitation. For that system is not planned to last. It is disconnecting and self-destructing, and it will not stand. For those who wish to continue move up the frequency and vibrational ladder to new dimensions, this is where Mother Earth is going. And for those of us who wish to be and remain with her, we all are at choice to either uplift and go with her, to unconditionally forgive and love all souls, including ourselves, and to focus again on simplicity, following nature's way, cooperation, mutual aid, and seeking to align with our higher selves again. This is just a bit of introduction for what we are yet to see on Mother Earth, which will feel like and seem as fairy tale to many, but which will in fact be the manifestation of light and higher frequency vibration in all the souls who choose to move forward into that which is the essence of the soul light era here on Mother Earth, and not only for Mother Earth, but for all of the stars, planets, galaxies, universes, planets, in the entirety of the existence world. For they are through in deep now also with their challenges. And there are forms of life elsewhere. It is time to recognize that we are becoming a galactic, intergalactic, and universal family, and that Earth is not the only place of inhabitants, and that she indeed has been visited over the eons by others from the different star systems, galaxies, planets, stars, and universes. And this is why the Native Americans, when they tried to share about coming from the stars, that the scientists could not grasp what they were saying. And yet, the Palladians, for an example, are a very ancient race that came and stayed here on the Earth Mother for this very special time to continue help humanity through and birth into the soul light era as many souls as who will come forward in opening their hearts to their higher and true potential self in love, peace, and harmony. In the 10 Da qualities we all hold within. And to realize that we are all connected in this universal unified field that science speaks of. The quantum theory is the Tao source field. And the existence for all souls in physical form or in higher form where physical bodies are no longer required. And travel can be instant without a vehicle. This is where we are moving. We are going to be given the technology and wisdom which will not be controlled by AI, but will be offered to all so that all have shelter, proper and healthy food and water, proper shelter, and free energy. These are just the beginnings of what is yet to come in the soul light era. I share this because each and every soul is now in their own free will choice, as they have always had free will, to choose to let go of the human stuff and the trauma and to move into the light and the majesty of who each and every soul truly is. I'm honored to share. I've been so grateful to study and to be with Master Shah in this lifetime. I'm so honored to share more with you. Each and every day, my name is Divina Flaming Arrow, and I wish you all joy, aha moments, balance, peace, love, and flourishing in your earth walk and your soul journey. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy 2022. Be the independent thinker as you see what is going on around about you that doesn't feel right. You do not have to remain a victim. You can choose a different path, as I and many others have already. You do not have to give up, give in, and acquiesce to what the broken down matrix is still trying to do to control you, to limit you and those you love. We are a choice, dear ones. Let go and let God, and move forward into and with Mother Earth as she climbs higher into the dimensions of higher frequency and vibration. This is the way forward. I hope that you will join me soon to explore more so that you can come to clear, wise determination for your path and your soul journey. I am honored to be a servant of humanity and all souls. How. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.